Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, g'day.
Hello. Wow.
Hey guys, welcome to BFM.
Oh my god, imagine, that'd be so sick.
My voice has done that every time I've gone on mic today. It's been absolutely fine when I've been off mic. It's just trying to sabotage myself there.
Yeah, honestly, I wish we could live stream you guys what we talk about when we're not on mic.
I'm glad we can't do that. did you have a lovely laneway?
I had such a lovely laneway. I spent most of my time in the mist tent, which was sick.
The mist tent?
Yeah, I love water and I love air. So
it's funny, I didn't know the mist tent was there, and I was actually saying to someone at laneway, I was like, oh, it'd be so good if they had that mist tent that they used to have at Big Day Out or wherever else.
And you missed out.
Me and my friend Hugo had our shoes off and we were just prancing about in this tent. Like, it was so nice.
That's a good way to spend
time. The acts were sick as well.
Music was great, but the mist. Oh, so
what
good.
What about the TV?
TV. Okay, so I'm hitting you guys with a very easy watch today because I know we're all in bed from laneway just like trying to chill out. So Harley Quinn is the new cartoon from DC All Access. DC All Access is like DC's streaming service, part of Warner Brothers. You can read comic books on it, all that kind of stuff.
You can read comic books on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's
quite a cool feature. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's got the full DC library, Range. Basically, and all of the old stuff like Batman Beyond, all those kind of TV shows and cartoons. And basically, they've released a few originals the past few years.
Yep.
And they've just released Harley Quinn, the cartoon.
Ooh.
And I'll give it to you this way. So Harley Quinn, we all know who that person is. Suicide Squad, Joker.
She's like the one with the multicolored pigtails.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Very, very fun character. And basically she's trying to leave the Joker behind and create herself as her own supervillain, as her own woman.
I like that. That sounds fun.
But it's like Rick and Morty style cartoon. Like, it's not like...
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not like fun and games. Like, several F-bombs, several C-bombs, lots of gore. Very fun, wacky take on all this Gotham lore.
Okay.
It's very fun. I really, really enjoy it. So, like, every character is not what you'd expect. They're super whack. She's from the Poison Ivy. Commissioner Gordon is like this like struggling alcoholic. Batman's just a sad guy in a cave. It's super, super
sad
fun.
Sad guy in a cave?
And episodes are 20 minutes long.
You think so cool, Batman? You're just a sad guy in a cave.
Oh, literally. And like, she's like, is this where you F bats? Like, in his cave? I'm like, wow, this is crazy. This show is ridiculous.
This show is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So like the first 5 minutes, I was like, okay. I'm on board.
I also like how you just said to us before that this is the show you've kind of been secretly watching for weeks. You've been bringing us recommendations of like all these other shows that you've watched, but this is the one that you've just been quietly keeping to yourself.
I didn't even know I was watching it. And then I've watched it for like the past like 10 weeks. And like, it's on episode 10, I think. It's like, oh, because I was trying to think of what I could do today, because let's be honest, guys, yesterday was not a day for watching TV. And I was like, what am I going to talk about? I was like, oh, I've watched this show for the past 10 weeks. Like, why don't I talk about that?
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And like, I'm a big comic book nerd, so I love seeing any property reimagined. But this is like kind of fresh. It's like, it's never going to win any awards. No one knows about it. It's not like this huge TV show, but it's just fun.
It's fun. So remind
us of the idea that it's kind of similar to Rick and Morty. I feel like that will get a lot of people on board to watch it.
Yeah, think Big Bang Theory, Rick and Morty, Batman, shoved together in a cartoon.
Smushed together.
Yeah.
That's epic.
Kaylee QQ, from 10 Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter and Big Bang Theory.
Wow, I haven't thought about that movie for a long time.
No, TV show.
TV show. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain's not firing on the right
and
pistons
it was the,
this morning.
A blonde sister, ginger sister,
oh,
the dad.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the dad dies in like the third or fourth season and like they've recovered.
I feel like that was a massive spoiler for anyone who might have wanted to watch that.
That show came out when I was 7. If you haven't watched that show yet, you don't deserve to watch that show. Also, I don't know how you're going to find it. That's not like VHS tape. Yeah, and she's from Big Bang Theory. She's actually a great actress and she brings something new to Harley Quinn, which is great.
So she's the voice of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she doesn't do that whole New York Mr. J nonsense. She's full on like having a good time in the character. The show's funny. Go watch it. It's
so
really fun.
Remind us where you can go and watch it again.
So it's on DC All Access, and I don't know if that's available in New Zealand via New Zealand VPN. So maybe just like do something naughty.
just watch it. Just watch
just
it.
Watch it.
You'll find a way.
Look it up.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
Harley Quinn. Just Harley Quinn.
Awesome.
2019.
Will you be going and seeing the movie when it comes out, that new Harley Quinn movie?
Honestly, I'm so bad at seeing movies. I know it sounds dumb because I watch so much TV, but I can't commit to watching movies.
It's a different,
too long.
It's a different kettle of fish.
I was going to say, even a long TV episode kind of gets you a little bit. You're like, oh, yeah. It's an hour and 10 minutes. I can
watch 10 hours of TV, but I can't watch a 2-hour movie. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, that sounds like a very good recommendation for a dusty afternoon. Thank you very much, Sam.
No worries. See you later.
See ya.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
You are.